Good morning. It's Tuesday. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
$100 lots are for sale on abandoned, vacant properties in Albany.
Yeah, this is a program that is continuing by the Albany County Land Bank. They launched it last year, offering dozens of vacant lots to homeowners in neighborhoods in Albany. They have quite a few vacant lots. Out of the 450 properties the land bank owns, 73% of them are vacant. Well, now they're opening this program to renters, people who do not own property in the neighborhood already. It's an interesting approach. They're trying to get people who already live in the neighborhood to plunk down the money. They'll help them close on the property very inexpensively and very easily. And the idea is that some of them may build on these vacant lots, or they may develop them. They may turn them into nice neighborhood yards, and the upkeep will improve the look of the neighborhood. It's just a way for people to invest in the city and own a little piece of the neighborhood and perhaps put these properties back on the tax rolls, where we'll generate a little money for the city.
Speaking of lots, a major entertainment venue, that's the Times Union Center in downtown Albany. I see in the paper front page with tens of millions of dollars still owed. Albany County Comptroller Michael Connors has pitched selling the entertainment venue to help ease the burden taxpayers may face.
Yeah, the county comptroller looks at the outstanding debt that the county owes on the Times Union Center, which is the county-owned civic center in downtown, and not too many people agree with the idea. It seems to have broad bipartisan support for the county keeping it. While they did invest money into a major upgrade at the center in the last year, and they're benefiting from that now, Connors would like to see the county sell it and the taxes, the debt that the county taxpayers are picking up would be returned in the form of lower taxes. But Albany County Executive Dan McCoy says that the county's bed tax takes care of the debt service, and it's a big investment for Albany County. And now that the state has opened the nearby Capitol Center, the two are working hand in hand, and attendance numbers are up. And even people in the Republican Party, who are the minority in the county legislature, are saying it's still a good idea to hold on to it. It's a great asset. So while it's an interesting idea to talk about, not too many people are supporting Mike Connors and his proposal.
Finally, if you've been through the Albany bus station in the last, 15, 20 years or more, you still keep seeing the same thing.
Yeah, a story today by our business editor, Eric Anderson, looks at the dilemma caused by the contrasting experiences of people arriving in the Capital Region. If you arrive by train at the Rensselaer Station across the Hudson River from Albany, you're in a modern, new, spacious facility with clean restrooms and a large waiting area and soaring windows that look at the Albany skyline. But if you arrive, like thousands of people do every week, in the downtown Albany Greyhound Station, it's a very different experience. You walk outside, you see a lot of vacant lots and boarded up buildings. The facility itself, which has been around since 1973, is really showing its age. But the problem is, the city is working with the state to redevelop all those vacant lots, and until they get a good master plan that has investment in it, it's hard to know and hard to justify redoing the station. Yet people come through it every day. It gets terrible reviews on online entities like Yelp and et cetera. And it's for a good reason. It's kind of a dumpy station, and it continues to be kind of a bad first impression for people coming into Albany.
Yeah, but it's got that great view of the overpasses.
It does.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more on these or other stories in the paper today, head to timesunion.com. Mike, we'll catch up with you next week.